Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, Rabbil alemin. Estağfirullah, estağfirullah, estağfirullah, ellezî lâ ilâhe illâhu el-hayyul kayyum ve tûb-i ileyh. Vesle-ü tevbete vel mahfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevvâbur rahîm. وَعَفُ عَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ وَعَفُ عَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ وَعَفُ عَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا بِفَضْلِكَ يَا رَحْمَنُ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مَلِكُ يَا قُدُّوسُ يَا حَافِظُ يَا اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلُ يَا اللَّهُ الْآخِرُ يَا اللَّهُ الظَّاهِرُ يَا اللَّهُ الْبَاطِنُ يَا اللَّهُ خَيْرُهُ وَشَرُّهُ مِنْ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ فأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشف لنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز Evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. İnnallâhe yuhibbu tevvâbîna ve yuhibbu mütetahhirîn. Sadakallâhu'l-azîm. Allahu Teala sizinle Kur'an-ı Kerim surely Allah loves those who repent and ask forgiveness from him, and he loves those who thus purify themselves. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one who repents from a sin is like he has sinned not at all. When Allah loves a servant, thus a sin will not persist in him. What is repentance? How often do we do it? Before even thinking about asking forgiveness to Allah Ta'ala from the things we have done wrong, how often have we said to our wives or to our husbands, I am sorry? When we have treated them wrongly, when we have broken their hearts, how often to a friend or to someone who is not a friend, when we have taken from them which does not rightfully belong to us, we have given it back, and again we have asked them to forgive us having done wrong. How often do we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive what we have done wrong? How often do we regret what we have done wrong? While the ones who know say, Tawbah, repentance, is perhaps the most important thing which a Muslim should do before everything else. Tawbah is more important than salat, than sawm, than paying your zakat, because tawbah is kind of a purification. It's like taking a total ablution, but much more so than taking ablution with water. It is not cleansing one's outside. It's cleansing and purifying one's heart. What's the sense of making your prayers if our hearts are filthy? What's the sense of fasting when our hearts are filthy? What is the sense of paying the zakat when our hearts are filthy? Do we even if we do intend, which Allah Ta'ala asks us over and over again, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he says he makes tawbah 70 times a day. Even if we intend to ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, do we know how to do it? Do you think just to say Astaghfirullah or just to say forgive me is enough? It is said that there are 5 steps to tawbah. We have to know the Sharia. We have to know what is right, what is wrong. Because if you don't know what is right and what is wrong, how do you know that what you have done is right or wrong? Secondly, that you have to be heedful. That you have to know what you are doing. After you know what you are doing, then if you know what is right and wrong, and then if you figure out that what you have done is wrong, then comes the third condition. Because some of us, we do wrong. We steal from somebody and we are proud of it. We hit somebody and we are proud of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, repentance is regret. After figuring out that what we have done was wrong, do we have this terrible pain in us and tears in our eyes? The feeling of guilt. That is the primary condition. The feeling of guilt. Then afterwards, the fourth condition is to be able to have the discipline and the power to stop doing whatever you have done and what you are regretting it, that you say that I am not going to do it. And the fifth is you are going to say, not that I am not going to do it now, but I will never do it again. But there is also a sixth condition. If what we are asking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala pertains to something which I did to another human being, Allah Ta'ala is not going to forgive us till that human being forgives us. So we have to pay him back. If we have hit him, we will ask him to hit us back. If we have taken from him something which doesn't belong to us, we will give it back to him. But in addition to that, we will give more to him, and we will beg him on our knees to forgive us, so that Allah Ta'ala forgives us too. Because it is said as if, if I have done wrong to you and I haven't been forgiven by you, on the day of Yawm al-Din, when Allah Ta'ala is going to weigh my good deeds and my sins, what he's going to do, what I owe you, whether I have broken your heart or whether I have taken your money, he's going to take it away from my good deeds and give it to the man who I have hurt. And when I ran out of my good deeds to give it to him, he is going to take his sins and give it back to me. But we do not realize that. Often we excuse ourselves of even the worst things which one possibly do. And we put the blame and fault to someone else, usually to the one which we have hurted ourselves. We don't also know what is right and what is wrong. Because it's not very easy. For instance, according to our religion, to lie is wrong. Once my sheikh tested me. He talked against lying. And he said at the end of it, imagine, said he, that although I am perfectly clear of any fault, if the police will come to the door and I am in your house, and the police will say, if Sheikh Muzaffar here, what will you say to the police, said he to me. And he had just talked to us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who lies is not one of us. So I said, my Shaykh, I don't know. He said, it's very simple. You put your hand into your pocket and you say, he's not here. He's not in my pocket. You are not mine. So, in short, do you see, things are not as easy as all that. There are certain things which are sinful, but in certain circumstances, on the contrary, they are not sinful, they are the right thing to do. So that the first condition to know what is right and wrong is already quite difficult to do. You have to know your Sharia, you have to know somewhat fiqh, and also you have to have a conscience to ask to your conscience. The second condition, you may not accept it. But it is true that even now, on a Friday, in a mosque, listening to a khutbah, there are some people here who are asleep. They don't hear. They don't know where they are. They don't know what day it is. Their eyes are open, but they are asleep. This is most of the time during the day is our general state. We are driving a car, but God protect us. Our eyes are open, but we are asleep. So we don't know what we are doing. Not only we don't know whether it is right or wrong, what we are doing, we don't. Third, our egos do not permit us to say, I am guilty and I am sorry. Our egos always put the fault on somebody else. The person who we steal from is the guilty one. The person who we have killed is the guilty one, not us. Or even when I cannot find anybody to blame, the government, Mr. Obama, my mother, my father, like the shaitan al-la'in, I can even go to the extent to say that Allah Ta'ala made me do it. So do you see I'm trying to impress on you how important is tawbah, much more important than salat, sawm, or any other signs of a human being. Because it's the true sign of a believer, true sign of faith, having faith in Allah Ta'ala, is to realize one's imperfection and to ask the All-Merciful to forgive one and to change one's ways. But it is said that there is one tawbah, one form of tawbah, which is much more important than any other forms of tawbah. When a person, like any one of us, doing our prayers, fasting during Ramadan, coming to Friday prayer, trying not to lie, trying not to cheat, trying to be kind, trying to be a Muslim. In fact, a perfectly nice person, a nice Muslim, if he can sit and shed tears in shame that in the state in which I am, Allah Ta'ala still gives me air to breathe and nose and mouth to breathe it with. Allah Ta'ala still gives me water to drink and to take it out from my body. Allah Ta'ala still accepts me in His presence on Friday in His mosque to make His prayers, and I shed tears because I am not worthy to any of this. Ya Rabbi. Amen. blesses Fakir and his Jamaat and all of Ummat Muhammad with the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bless this Fakir and this Jamaat and all of Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
The ability to see the real reality.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bless us all with the gift and beautify us with the Adab of Muhammadi and Adab of Quran al-Kirin.
Amen.
Amen. With the Prophet Sayyidina al-Mursaleen, Taha wa Yasin. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barakatuh. Who has created us from a drop of dirty water and given us the beautiful shape of a human being.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, when we placed our feet on this planet, we were nude, you dressed us. We were hungry, you fed us. We didn't know how to walk or how to talk, you taught us how to walk and to talk. And you gave us two loyal servants who served us in the name of our mothers and our fathers. You gave us air to breathe, water to drink, food to eat. But Ya Rab, your greatest gift is that you have given us Iman. You have given us the ability to have the faith in you.
Yeah.
And furthermore, you have given us the one who love best, who you love best, our Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our example, our guide, our intercessor. Ya Rab, for all this, and for all other gifts which we cannot possibly count, you have found us thankless. We claim that we do all this. We claim that we are the masters of our own destiny. Ya Rabbi, change our ways. Teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankful servants.
Amen.
For all these gifts, and as you say in your holy book, that you have created us as Ahsani Taqdeem in the image of your attributes, that you have blown into us our soul from your own soul, that you have taught us your own names and given us your own attributes, that you have made us your Khalifa on the face of this world. And for all those honors that sometimes you test us, never above our forbearance. You test us with a little pain, little sickness, little hunger. You test us taking away the things which you have given to us, which we think as our own in reality, which are not. And each time you find us complaining. Ya Rab, we are shameless. We complain about you to our wives, to our husbands, to our children, to our lawyers, to our doctors. Ya Rab, have mercy upon us.
Amen.
You say, Inna Allahumma sabirin, You say that patience is the key to paradise, but we are totally without patience. Ya Rabbi, teach us patience.
Ameen.
And count us amongst your patients. Ya Rabbi, you say, hold on to the rope of the Quran and of the faith, and don't separate yourself from each other. Your beloved, our master, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, my ummah is like one single body. If its fingers hurt, the whole body hurts. Ya Rab, 1.5 billion of us, we are 1.5 billion separate pieces like a broken mirror. While your beloved says that if we do not love each other for your sake, our iman is incomplete. We don't love each other. We hate each other. We kill each other. We destroy each other. Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, create unity amongst the Ummat of Muhammad.
Ameen.
Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, create unity amongst the Ummat of Muhammad.
Ameen.
Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, create unity amongst the Ummat of Muhammad. Ameen. Bi hurmati Sayyidina al-Mursaleen, Taha wa Yasin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad al-Mukhtalif al-Malwan. وتعاقب الآثاران وكرر الجديدان واستقبل الفرقدان وبلغ بروحاه وأرواح أهل بيته من التحيات والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل تاعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.